This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Finland Alexander Stubb will hold discussions today on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. They will also exchange perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora. Several MOUs will be exchanged after the talks. The Prime Minister will host a lunch in the honour of the visiting dignitary. Mr. Stubb arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a four-day state visit to India. He was received by Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh. President Stubb was accorded a ceremonial welcome and a guard of honour at the airport. Filing of nominations for 37 Rajya Sabha seats across 10 states will close today. Scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up tomorrow. Candidates will be able to withdraw their nominations till 9th of March. Polling for these seats will be held on 16th of March and the results will also be declared on the same day. In Nepal, polling has begun for parliamentary elections. This is the first election after youth-led protests last September led to the deaths of 77 people and forced the government to resign. Nearly 19 million of Nepal's 30 million people are eligible to vote to pick a 275-member House of Representatives, of which 165 candidates are directly elected and 110 selected via proportional representation. About 1 million of these voters, most of them youth, were added after last year's protests. U.S. Senate has backed President Donald Trump's military campaign against Iran. Senators voted to block a bipartisan resolution aiming to stop the military campaign without authorization by Congress last night. The Senate voted 53-47 not to advance the resolution, largely along party lines. The vote came amid mounting frustration among Democrats who say Trump has increasingly sidelined Congress on matters of war. Conflict in West Asia has further intensified as the Israeli Defense Forces dismantled dozens of assets belonging to Iran's ballistic missile array, including missile launchers and defense systems deployed in the area that constituted a threat to the Israeli Air Force's aircraft. U.S. Air Force is also continuing to execute a high volume of airstrikes into Iran. The U.S. Central Command said that their forces have struck or sunk over 20 Iranian ships, including a Soleimani-class warship that U.S. struck yesterday. President Donald Trump has said the United States and Israel were in a strong position in their war with Iran, vowing that they would continue forward against the Islamic Republic. Mr. Trump also said that Tehran's arsenal of ballistic missiles was being wiped out rapidly. Air India has announced that it will deploy additional capacity flights to Toronto, Frankfurt and Paris, Charles de Gaulle, in response to high demand amid the ongoing situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Air India informed that from today to 11th of this month, they will operate three additional flights between Delhi and Toronto. Meanwhile, Air India Express said that it will operate special flights from Ras Al Khaimah in UAE, connecting Delhi, Kochi and Mumbai until Saturday. The return of citizens from Maharashtra stranded in conflict-affected West Asia has begun. Of the 184 residents of Pune district who were stranded in Dubai, 111 have safely arrived in Pune. District Collector Jitendra Dudi informed that the flight schedule of 19 citizens has been rescheduled, while efforts are underway to bring back the remaining 54 persons. The 11th edition of Raisina Dialogue, India's flagship conference on geopolitics and geoeconomics, will commence in New Delhi today. The three-day conference brings together global leaders, policymakers and experts to deliberate on pressing international issues and strategic cooperation. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India will face England in the second semi-final at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. Earlier yesterday, riding on an unbeaten century by Finn Allen, New Zealand defeated South Africa by 9 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.